This is Dakota Datebook for May 1st. On this date in 1942, Harold Schaefer founded the Gold Seal Company, one of the state's largest homegrown businesses. Schaefer was born near Stanton in 1912. When his father died, the 15-year-old went to school authorities and asked to take all his classes in the mornings so he could go to work the rest of the day at clothing store and gas station jobs. In 1936, Schaefer became a traveling salesman, but he soon used that sales experience to work for himself. In 1942, he invested in a few barrels of floor wax, packaged it in a rented store basement, and began selling Gold Seal floor wax to North Dakota stores. He grossed just over $900 that year. 3 years later, he went to Aberdeen, seeking his first out-of-state sale. After a week, he hadn't sold a thing. But then he hit upon an idea. The next morning, his first prospective customer was sweeping up before opening. Harold grabbed a broom, helped the man, and walked out of the store with his first Aberdeen order. If the owner was washing windows, I started helping him, Schaefer said. If the storekeeper was unloading a truckload of flour, I helped him. In one lumberyard, I helped unload a couple of hundred sacks of cement. After 2 days, Harold had orders from 41 of Aberdeen's 44 independent retailers. 8 years later, Gold Seal was selling in 45 countries and grossing $7 million a year from products like Glass Wax, Mr. Bubble, and Snowy Bleach. Schaefer became master of what he called siege gun advertising. Bigger is better. He got one of radio's hottest personalities of the time, Arthur Godfrey, to carry Glass Wax to national prominence, a new phenomena in advertising. One of Schaefer's most outrageous promotions was at a convention where 423,000 silver dollars were piled in a Chicago hotel ballroom. It equaled the monthly sales of Glass Wax by a major national chain. Surrounded by Brinks guards, pretty models lounged about as people waded through the money, until the floor started buckling from the weight. It's interesting to note that Gold Seal didn't invent or manufacture its own products. The head office was in Bismarck, but the products all came from out of state. "We tried manufacturing once," Schaefer said, "but we didn't like it." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.